I want to talk now about a new book which is out called The Silent Ones. It's based on the story of a body of a newborn baby found in a secluded sand dune, and it's written by international best-selling author and Kenmare woman we're calling her, Anna McPartlin, who's with us in the programme. Anna, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme.
Hi, Jerry.
Listen, thanks for talking to me. First of all, this is the start of a trilogy of books. It's a crime novel, but it's based in part on the story of the Kerry baby and the discovery
Absolutely.
On the beach in 1984. You were a teenager in Kerry when that happened.
Yeah, I was living in Kenmare. And it's extraordinary though, Jerry, because it touched me and it touched everyone I grew up with. And I mean, I remember the entire school, the entire country, but certainly my friends, all we could talk about at the time, because it wasn't just a horrific death of unimaginable and unspeakable, you know, a baby. You just couldn't get your head around it. But it also then turned into an incredible witch hunt against a young girl. And obviously that hit us incredibly hard. And the more ridiculous the case became and the worse it got, that we were just, I mean, as young girls, we were just horrified and terrified, because it was a very misogynistic time, and we were all still pretty deep in the patriarchy at that point. We just didn't realize it. And so it just got really, really scary. But what was really interesting to me was, a couple of years ago, I was doing a podcast with loads of writers in Ireland, and the crime writers, we were having a discussion with them, and they were saying that one of the reasons they believe that there's so many crime writers in Ireland is because around this age that grew up in the 80s is because of all that stuff that began with the Kerry babies and all those dreadful stories that started emerging, that really was the turning point in Ireland. And certainly the Kerry babies was a turning point where people said enough is enough, and women came out on the street. And I actually spoke to some of the politicians at the time when I was doing Midday. I used to do a panel show in Dublin, and I got to speak to some of the women like Nora Owen, and they spoke about it at the time, about it being a massive change in Ireland that occurred then. The women just went, right, done, we're done with this now.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah. When you were a teenager, because, you know, Anne Lovett situation happened as well. 15-year-old schoolgirl from Granard in Longford who died giving birth beside a grotto in January of 1984.
She died as a 15-year-old girl, and it was never ruled as anything but, you know, this happens. Like, she was pregnant in front of an entire town. She died and bled in front of a grotto, and no one was ever held accountable. It's extraordinary. Yeah.
But did that underline for you at that time, as a young girl, like, there was always this situation, you've written about this fear for young girls of pregnancy, and this fear that didn't really touch boys your age?
No, it didn't touch them at all.
An issue.
They walked away. They were fine. And it was almost that, it was always say, what did she do? What did she do? Oh, and it was never, what did they do? It was like, oh, you got yourself in trouble. That was that she got herself in trouble. That was the thing that people said. That was the language. People said, oh, what happened? Oh, she got herself in trouble. She didn't get herself in trouble. You know what I mean? It was an extraordinary time, Jerry, and we lived it. And young girls today live in the world, you know, and it's all grand and everything's cool. But things are, the tide is turning again, and it's good to see what it actually feels like when it does turn. Because it's not about staying at home and making jam for the telly. It's not that. Do you know what I mean? It's like we're getting all this kind of stuff over from America now about trad wives and, oh, isn't it great if women just stepped back? Well, this is a book that shows you what happens when women are stepped back, and it isn't fun.
Yeah. It's a part of fictional telling. It tells the story, finally, Anna, of a female detective who's involved.
Yeah. Is that and a this, is a bit, kind of... yeah. This is a fun bit, Jerry. This is a fun bit. Yeah, so it's a time in Ireland where there were very few female guards, and there was zero detectives, I'd say, maybe one. But the idea is that amongst this, if we just place the idea in the 80s, and it is a baby is found murdered on a Kerry beach, and Garda Mary Shea, one of the few women in the force, and so far overlooked because of that fact, is the first on the scene. And when the Dublin detectives, led by Matt Foley, just roll into town, he recognises the value of her on this delicate case. And then when an innocent girl is wrongly arrested and the men are determined to make it stick, she has to risk her career to save the girl and uncover the truth. And that's kind of, you know, the fictional element of it. And that's where you get to focus and on the time and comment on the time, but also kind of give you a kind of a rollicking crime book.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, fascinating, Anna. Looking forward to getting into it in more detail. It's available now, I know, and one of a trilogy. So, look, good luck with it, and thanks for telling us about it this morning.
Oh, thanks so much. Thanks, Jerry. Bye.
Yep, there you go. That's Ken Mair, author Anna McPartland there, best-selling international author, has had 11 books published now in 18 different languages, and that one with a strong Kerry bent, with a fictional retelling of that story.